In this bulletin, the federal government seeks to reassure Australians about the safety of available vaccines. Authorities in New South Wales investigate the spread of COVID-19 between rooms in a Sydney hotel quarantine facility. And in sport, more Diego Maradona memorabilia hits the public auction market. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The family of a 48-year-old woman in New South Wales who died days after taking the AstraZeneca vaccine has paid tribute to her fun-loving, happy character and her sense of service to those around her. In a statement, the family of Janine Norris has thanked medical staff who did everything they could to save her. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says underlying medical conditions has made it harder to identify the exact cause of her death, although it's believed the blood clotting is likely linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. An autopsy next week and a coronial inquest is expected to reveal more information. Professor John Skerritt, Deputy Secretary of the TGA, says blood clots are still considered very rare and vaccination benefits outweigh the risks.
The case was likely linked to the vaccine, and it's the third case of a report of thrombosis with thrombocytopenia from this vaccine. That means that the prevalence in Australia is similar to that reported in the UK. So the UK has reported about 4 or 5 cases per million. This is about 1 in 300,000 for the Australian situation.
New South Wales Health is investigating how COVID-19 spread between neighbouring rooms in a Sydney hotel quarantine facility. 7 cases of people arriving from different countries on different dates were revealed to have the same viral sequence. The individuals were from 2 families in adjacent rooms on the 12th floor of the Adena Apartments Hotel at Sydney's Town Hall. Dr. Stephen Connerty from New South Wales Health says the risk to the community is very low.
The cases have been separately transferred to the special health accommodation and present no risk of transmission to the community. Staff who worked on the 12th floor of the hotel while the original case was potentially infectious are self-isolating until they receive further advice from New South Wales Health. All other return travellers who are on the 12th floor of the hotel during this time have been retested and have returned negative results.
Shelf stackers and checkout workers will wear body cameras to protect them from being assaulted and abused in a trial being rolled out at selected Woolworths stores across the country. The supermarket giant has adopted the measure following a doubling in assaults in stores in 2020. The company says the cameras will only be turned on as a last resort if a supervisor is concerned about a threat to team safety. Bernie Smith from the SDA Union for Retail, Fast Food and Warehouse Workers says feedback shows the trial is reducing customer abuse.
The figures are appalling. So 85% of our members report being abused across a period of a year, but 25% is very regular. It ranges from the abuse, like verbal abuse, but people having hot chickens thrown at them, cans of goods thrown at them, and physical assaults of various natures. So the reports back from our members since the trial started have been really positive, and our members have reported feeling safer, and that's what we really want to see. We don't want to see enforcement, we want to see change of behaviour so that people don't have to put up with it.
Tributes are flowing from politicians and former colleagues of late Liberal leader Andrew Peacock. Mr. Peacock passed away at the age of 82 in Texas after serving as an Australian ambassador to the US. Prime Minister Scott Morrison offered his condolences to the family and described Mr. Peacock as a great Australian and a treasure of the Liberal Party. Former Prime Minister John Howard says Mr. Peacock was committed to the welfare of Australia.
As is well known, Andrew and I had our differences, but we well and truly buried the hatchet many years ago, and I was very happy when he accepted my invitation to become ambassador to the United States after I had become Prime Minister. And he carried out that role with great flair and distinction. He had a very deep understanding of American politics.
And in sport, an autographed jersey worn by late football legend Diego Maradona in his first ever World Cup match is up for auction. The blue and white striped jersey was worn in his World Cup debut in Belgium in 1982 and is estimated to sell for up to $260,000. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 28. Adelaide, partly cloudy 21. Melbourne, partly cloudy 19. Hobart, cloudy 18. Canberra, mostly sunny, 19. Wollongong, showers, 21. Sydney and Newcastle, shower or two, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Showers for Cairns, a top of 30. And Darwin, less humid and sunny, 35. This is SBS News.